Suddenly, competition is a bad thing? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here we go. Healthcare Debate 2.0 is about to begin. The president-elect's choice to guide healthcare reform, former Senator Tom Daschle, was swamped with senatorial affection during his first hearing, but don't let that fool you. There's going to be a pitched battle, just like the one in 1993. There will be differences. Hillary Clinton won't be leading the charge this time. She'll probably be safely out of the country doing something much less controversial, like meeting with Hamas. But even though she's out of the picture, the debate will be difficult because the plan includes something that scares a lot of lawmakers. It would let the government compete. You would think that this would be utterly uncontroversial. After all, Americans believe in competition. So why not let the government compete? Post office competes with private delivery services, has to pay its own bills just like they do. If you don't like waiting in line in front of three empty windows, you can choose a private service for your packages. But this idea is too scary when it comes to health care. The idea of letting people choose government-run health care so that everybody has access goes too far. And I think I can guess why. If the government is able to provide good service run by government salary bureaucrats instead of multi-million dollar bonus-collecting executives, and a significant number of people choose those plans, and those executives lose their jobs, there'll be a lot less donors to collect campaign contributions from. And that gives members of Congress palpitations. Of course, they can get treatment for them. They're covered by a government plan. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.